Mr. President, we can never say thank you enough to the men and women who have served and serve in our armed forces. Many times, we introduce veterans who are guests of the Senate or offer our support for resolutions to commemorate those servicemen and women. Other times, we name a highway or bridge honoring someone who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Today, we're taking another step to say that we recognize those who served and sacrificed during more recent conflicts. This bill will designate March 6th as Persian Gulf War Veterans Day and October 7th as Global War on Terrorism Veterans Day in the Commonwealth. These two conflicts included more than 2.5 million Americans who served, and sadly, more than 6,000 of those Americans lost their lives, including 324 Pennsylvanians. The bill also requires the governor to annually issue a proclamation encouraging all public schools and educational institutions to observe these special days by conducting exercises recognizing the contributions and sacrifices made by these veterans. Finally, I need to give a very special recognition to my constituent, Sergeant Harold Redding of Spring Grove, who brought this issue to my attention. Harold is a Vietnam veteran, and the culmination of his Army service did not end his service to our nation. In 2018, Harold's advocacy led to the permanent designation of March 29th as Vietnam Veterans Day in federal law, which was long overdue. And like so many Vietnam veterans who yearned to be warmly welcomed home, once the Vietnam Veterans Day designation was accomplished, Harold turned his advocacy efforts toward Gulf War veterans and assuring that they are honored and welcomed home with dignity and respect. We are grateful for his tireless efforts to ensure that no veteran's service to our nation is ever forgotten. And I would appreciate an affirmative vote to honor the fine men and women who have served our country during these times of war. Thank you, Mr. President.